Senate Republicans warned about the dangers of passing trillions of dollars in spending without knowing exactly where it would go. But Senate Democrats still rammed through $1.9 trillion in so-called COVID relief money, and now Republicans' warnings are turning into reality. According to a new report, the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, ARP, allocated money to liberal pet projects that have nothing to do with COVID relief like racial justice programs and developing an exhibit on ancient Egypt. Many of the nonprofits that received money from the Democrats' ARP had already been given money through Senator Marco Rubio's Paycheck Protection Program, PPP. Unlike the Democrats' ARP that indiscriminately doles out millions of taxpayer dollars for projects unrelated to COVID relief, the Paycheck Protection Program was designed to keep Americans working during the height of the pandemic. Voters should be able to trust their elected leaders to spend their tax dollars wisely. Senate Democrats' liberal wish list, disguised as COVID relief, is an insult to hardworking Americans. They owe Americans an explanation on why so-called COVID relief money is going towards advancing Joe Biden's unpopular agenda instead of helping people who are still struggling. Senate Democrats like Mark Kelly, Raphael Warnock, Maggie Hassan, Catherine Cortez Masto, and Michael Bennett have no respect for American taxpayers. They said that the ARP's $1.9 trillion would go towards COVID relief. But they didn't want Americans to know where their money would really be spent, so they lied about it. Americans deserve senators who don't play political games with their tax dollars.